The 5-8 Club is closer to the airport and accessible via public transportation, whereas Matt's Bar is close to downtown and also accessible via bus. There's often a wait at both places, so just plan extra time, but know it will be worth the wait. Number 2. Show your support for a local team. Minneapolis is home to 6 professional sports teams. The Minnesota Vikings are Minnesota's NFL team and have a new stadium that was finished in 2016 and boasts the largest pivoting glass doors in the world that open up to a beautiful view of the Minneapolis skyline. Target Field is home to the Minnesota Twins, where you can enjoy a summer day watching baseball. The stadium is known for its exquisite food options that change every year with new local restaurants. The Green Line light rail train ends up right at Target Field, so it's very convenient to get to. If you're interested in basketball, Minneapolis has both an NBA team and a WNBA team that play right downtown Minneapolis. Minneapolis is also strongly influenced by the University of Minnesota, and everyone should attend a Big Ten football game at TCF Bank Stadium, especially when they are playing big rivals Iowa, Nebraska, or Wisconsin. The atmosphere is electric at the bank on Gopher game days, and some of my best memories are from my Saturdays spent at Gopher games. Tickets are affordable and easy to buy online. Try to spot Goldie Gopher dancing on the sidelines and join in on all the great cheers. 3. Spend a summer day kayaking the Chain of Lakes. The Chain of Lakes is composed of Brownie Lake, Cedar Lake, Lake of the Isles, Bidet-Makaska, formerly Lake Calhoun, and Lake Harriet. There is a paved path all the way around, as well as some small patches of sand, volleyball nets, and grills. I'd recommend renting kayaks and spend the day paddling through all the different lakes starting at Bidet-Makaska. You can spend the entire day exploring, or just go out for an hour or two. Minneapolis is the city by nature, and the Chain of Lakes is a great place to get outdoors and explore, while also still catching glimpses of the Minneapolis skyline. 4. Rent a bicycle built for 4 at Minnehaha Falls. Minnehaha Falls is easily accessible by the Blue Line, and another great outdoor spot to explore. If you go in winter, you will be able to see the waterfall frozen, and sometimes you can even walk behind the falls. In the summer, you can sit by the waterfall or stick your feet in the wading pool and cool off. You'll see lots of people playing frisbee and grilling, but what will probably stand out are the 4-person, 4-wheel bicycles that are available to rent. While you won't be able to take it down to the waterfall, you can ride it above the fall, around the park, and enjoy a good laugh with your friends. While at Minnehaha Falls, if you work up an appetite, head to the Sea Salt Eatery, which offers impeccable seafood and outdoor seating right in Minnehaha Park. 5. Get lost in the Mall of America. While the Mall of America will undoubtedly be filled with tourists, it is definitely an experience to check out. Don't worry, residents of Minneapolis love going to MOA just as much as the tourists. The main structure of the mall is rectangular, and there are currently 4 floors. What I'd recommend doing is starting on the first floor and going all the way around the first ring before working up to the second floor. In the middle, you will most definitely notice there is a giant amusement park complete with roller coasters and a Ferris wheel. For many people, the log ride is a favorite, but don't sit up front if you don't want to get soaked. There are a variety of types of rides that range from tame rides for little kids to more exhilarating rides for the adults. But wait, there's more! In the lower level, you'll find the aquarium. I think the aquarium is definitely worthwhile to see and lets you walk through a tunnel as the fish swim above you and to each side. You can go to the Mall of America to see the aquarium, ride the roller coasters, shop, or eat, and it's located conveniently at the end of the Blue Line, right by the airport. 6. Wonder at the Giant Spoon Bridge and Cherry Sculpture. The Minneapolis Sculpture Garden is just steps away from downtown. The garden features a variety of different sculptures as well as a small mini golf course. You won't be able to miss the Giant Spoon Bridge and Cherry Sculpture that is a Minneapolis icon. Marvel at the giant spoon perched over a small pond with a cherry on top. Be sure to pose for a fun picture pretending to eat the cherry. It's a classic photo op.